Okay, so get this. We're diving into a thread from this message board called Megidotion, and it's all about how the Homestuck fandom is using AI, which, you know, is pretty wild.
It is.
It's kind of giving us like a glimpse into the future, like where fans, they're not just consuming content, you know, but they're creating it too.
Right.
With a little help from, you know, AI algorithms and things.
Yeah. What's interesting about this is Megidotion itself has like a really, really unique culture.
Oh, yeah.
So it's similar to 4chan. So you've got threads that are organized by topic. But the thing about Megidotion is there are all these like inside jokes and these recurring posters, and they even have custom themes.
Whoa.
That change the look and feel of the board. So it's like its own little world.
So it's like a digital clubhouse for these diehard Homestuck fans.
Exactly.
With its own secret language and stuff. That's so cool.
Exactly. And this thread we're looking at, this deep dive, it's not just fans discussing the comic. They're actually using AI tools to create new content, analyze the fandom, and even, like, dissect each other's online behavior, which I think is kind of interesting.
Wait, AI analyzing people? Okay, now that's where things get really interesting for me. I'm seeing here in the thread several users sharing links to AI characters that they've created on character.ai.
Right.
And they're all based on Homestuck characters. One in particular seems to be getting a lot of attention, AI Rose Lalonde.
Uh-huh. And the reactions to AI Rose have been, well, a little mixed, to say the least. One user actually uploaded a clip of their AI Rose. And, well, it sounds really distorted and repetitive.
Oh, no.
Some people describe it as deranged. And one user even said it was the worst 27 minutes of their life.
Ouch. That's rough. I did see a quote from another user who said, "It's a reminder. Real PPO. It's definitely giving off some creepy vibes, that's for sure."
It's almost like this distorted AI voice. It taps into something unsettling, something that makes us question what's real and what's not.
Makes sense.
Like, brings up this whole concept of the uncanny valley, right? Where things are almost human, but not quite. And they trigger those feelings of unease or even, like, revulsion.
That makes sense. But it's not all creepy AI voices, though, is it? I mean, there are some fans that are using AI in even more analytical ways. Like, one user in the thread, they're utilizing this tool called Notebook LM. And just so you know, Notebook LM is a Google tool that uses AI to summarize and analyze large amounts of text.
Right. So this particular user is using it to summarize past threads on Megidokan and even analyze the behavior of, like, specific posters, like this user called Arania Fag.
Oh, so like AI gossip. Okay, tell me more about this.
Well, according to the AI, Arania Fag is generally well-liked by other users and expresses possessiveness towards Arania Fag. So it seems like this AI, through Notebook LM, is picking up on those, like, subtle social dynamics and the in-jokes that make Megidokan so unique.
Wow, it's almost like the AI is becoming a member of the community itself.
Right.
Like, it's learning its language and its social cues.
Exactly.
I mean, this could have some pretty big implications, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about AI potentially being used for, like, digital sociology.
Yeah.
You know, imagine the possibilities, like using AI to understand how online communities function, how information spreads, even how conflicts arise and are resolved.
Right.
That's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah. I mean, that brings up some, you know, ethical questions too, right? I mean, is it even okay to use AI to analyze someone's online behavior without, like, their consent?
Mm.
And, you know, what about the potential for, you know, for bias?
Yeah.
Could AI be used to, like, manipulate or even control online communities? I don't know. It just seems like a slippery slope.
All valid concerns. It's important to remember that AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
Right.
So as AI gets more sophisticated and more integrated into our online lives, I think we need to be having these conversations about ethics and responsibility.
Absolutely. It's definitely food for thought. But before we, like, get too deep into the philosophical weeds here, maybe we should try to understand the specific context of this thread a bit better.
Right.
Like, to really grasp what's going on here, we need to dive into the culture of Megidokan itself.
Right. Right. And that means understanding, like, the inside jokes, the running gags, and, you know, those things that give this community its personality.
Right, right.
Like, for example, there's this whole concept of love bombing Arania Fag that it kind of started as a crude joke, but it seems to have evolved into like a genuine attachment for at least one user, which is kind of interesting.
Hmm. So they're kind of blurring the lines then between fiction and reality.
Yeah.
Almost role playing within the Homestuck universe. I mean, isn't that one of the things that makes fandom so compelling? Like, it's this ability to, you know, connect with characters and stories on such a deep level.
Yeah, it definitely raises those questions about the nature of parasocial relationships and how technology is changing the way we experience and interact with, like, fictional worlds.
Right.
We're also seeing other aspects of Mejidokan culture in this thread too, like repeated requests for new stickers featuring popular Homestuck characters
Yeah.
and an ongoing debate about the effectiveness of different board themes and which one's better and all of that.
Right. So even in this AI-driven world, these fans are still like obsessed with the aesthetics,
Yeah.
the little details that make their, online experience unique. But this thread isn't all fun and games, is it?
Unfortunately not. We're also seeing some conflict and negativity kind of bubbling beneath the surface.
Yeah.
One user in particular seems incredibly hostile towards others,
Yeah.
especially someone named Marzipan, and anyone that they perceive as friendly, it seems like.
Oh, yeah, I saw some of those posts and yeah, pretty intense stuff.
Yeah.
What was that quote again? I can't remember exactly.
They said, "There is no healing. There is no getting on amicable terms. I will never, ever consider you as anything more than an insatiable attention whore with zero substance, personality, or any merit whatsoever. Now, fuck off, you subhuman parasite."
Yikes. Okay, so that's a stark reminder that even in a thread focused on AI and fandom, the human element with all its complexities and conflicts is still front and center.
Exactly. And it's kind of like we're seeing the same dynamics play out online as we do in the real world, right? People forming tribes, clashing over ideologies, and sometimes resorting to aggression and hostility.
Yeah, it seems like even with the rise of AI, some things never change. But amidst all the drama, there are a few intriguing details that really stand out to me. Like, one user shared a link to a children's book about a Soviet dystopia called The Adventures of Dunno and His Friends.
That's a pretty random addition to a thread about AI and Homestuck. I wonder what the connection is there.
Right. And then there's another user posting a series of images featuring Homestuck characters in what seemed to be altered or like fan-made situations.
Yeah.
And it's sparking all this speculation about like potential fam projects and even this idea of Homestuck 2, which would be kind of cool.
It would.
Yeah.
And the community's knowledge here is on full display, too. Like, when asked about these images, one user responds, "Gamzee1 is from LE. Unmerge, Arania1 is Fenart, giving her a more ancestor look. Carcat1, I have no idea, probably also Fenart." It's amazing how deeply immersed these fans are in the Homestuck universe.
Yeah, they really know their stuff. But, it's not all about looking forward. One user expresses, like, this nostalgia for the good old days of the message board, like referencing features like Kagi, which, for those who don't know, was a feature on older message boards that allowed users to lock their threads, and flag tagging, which was a way of marking posts with specific categories. And these features seem to be, like, missing in Metadokshan's current iteration.
It's a common sentiment in online communities, like this longing for a simpler time. It kind of makes you wonder. As AI becomes more integrated into these spaces, will it change them for the better or for the worse?
It's a question we'll have to grapple with as we move forward, I think. But for now, let's dive a little deeper into some of the specific ways these Mejidokshan users are engaging with AI. What jumps out at you?
You know what? I think, honestly, the way these fans are using Notebook LM is fascinating.
Yeah.
It's not just summarizing these threads, it's using AI to like analyze these patterns of online
Right,
behavior.
like that whole Arania fag thing, like the AI seemed to pick up on the nuances of their personality and how other users interact with them. It's like AI-powered social commentary, which I kind of like.
It is, and it kind of raises the question, like, what are the ethical implications of using AI to analyze and interpret someone's online behavior without their explicit consent, right?
Yeah.
Are there privacy concerns here?
Yeah, that's a tricky issue, I think. I mean, because on one hand, people choose to post publicly on these message boards, right? But on the other hand, it feels different when you bring AI into the mix. Like, are we crossing a line by using algorithms to like judge and categorize each other?
Yeah, it's a slippery slope for sure. And it's not just about individual users either.
Right.
We're also seeing fans use Notebook LM to analyze entire threads, right? Trying to understand like the overall dynamics of the Mejidokan community. He's like, they're using AI for a kind of like digital anthropology.
So AI isn't just like creating content, it's helping us understand the culture and behavior of online communities in like these new ways. I mean, it's exciting and a little unnerving, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And what's particularly interesting is how the AI seems to be picking up on things that even human observers might miss.
Yeah.
Like it can identify these subtle patterns, track recurring themes, and even decode the board's unique slang and inside jokes.
Yeah.
Remember that quote about the home stuck images?
Yeah.
Gamzee-1 is from LE. Unmerge Urania-1 is Fenart, giving her a more ancestor look. Carcat-1, I have no idea, probably also Fenart.
They really know their stuff.
Right, so it shows how AI can tap into that, like deep well of fan knowledge, and kind of decode it in a way that humans might not be able to.
That's amazing. But it also makes you wonder, could this kind of AI-powered analysis be used for more like malicious purposes? You know, like could it be used to manipulate people, spread misinformation, or even sow discord within online communities?
It's definitely a possibility, and it's something that we as a society need to be aware of as AI becomes more powerful and more integrated into our lives. You know, like we need to think critically about how these tools are being used and what the potential consequences might be.
Right. Yeah. It's like we're on the cusp of a new era and we're still figuring out the rules of the game.
We are.
But amidst all this talk of AI and like the future of fandom, I keep coming back to those moments of like raw human emotion that we see in this thread,
Yeah.
like the user who's lashing out at others, the concern for missing posters. It's a reminder that like behind the avatars and usernames are real people with real lives
Yeah.
and real struggles.
Absolutely. And it highlights the importance of fostering empathy and understanding in these online spaces. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in the excitement of these new technologies, but we can't forget that there are real human beings on the other side of the screen.
Right. It's like the AI is just one piece of a much larger puzzle. It's a tool
It is.
that can be used to create amazing things, but it can also be used to amplify the best and worst aspects of human nature. And in the end, it's up to us to decide how we want to use this technology.
Exactly. We need to approach AI with both a sense of wonder and like a healthy dose of skepticism. We need to be aware of its potential benefits and its potential risks, right?
Right.
And most importantly, we need to use it in a way that upholds our values and, you know, makes the world a better place, hopefully.
Well said. You know, one detail that really struck me was the user who expressed nostalgia for the boards, like good old days. It's like even in this hyper-connected digital world, we're like constantly yearning for something that's been lost. A simpler time, perhaps, you know, before AI and algorithms started to reshape our online experiences.
Right. It speaks to that ephemeral nature of online communities. They're constantly evolving and adapting and sometimes like disappearing altogether. And as AI becomes more integrated into these spaces, it's likely to like accelerate that process of change.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what the future holds, like for Mejidokkan, for the Homestuck fandom, even for fandom itself, you know? Will AI become the dominant force in these communities, shaping the content we consume and like the way we interact with each other?
It's a question that we can't answer definitively,
Right.
but what we can do is pay attention, engage critically with these technologies, and have these open and honest conversations about their potential impact.
Right. Speaking of engaging critically, there are a few moments in this thread I wanted to revisit, moments that seem particularly revealing about Mejidokkan's culture and like the personalities that make up this community. One that comes to mind is that user who posted a series of seemingly altered Homestuck images. It sparked all the speculation about potential fan projects and even this idea of Homestuck 2, which would be like really
It
cool.
would.
It makes you realize like how passionate these fans are about keeping the Homestuck universe alive and evolving.
It's a testament to the enduring power of these fan
It
communities.
is.
They're not just passive consumers of content, right?
Right.
They're active participants, constantly reimagining, reinterpreting, and expanding upon those worlds that they love, even with the help of AI.
Exactly. And they have like such a deep understanding of those worlds too, the way they were able to like identify the source of those images, even the fan art. It's impressive.
Well, this shared knowledge and expertise is like one of the defining features of these online fandoms, right? It creates that sense of belonging, that being part of something bigger than yourself. And AI seems to be like enhancing that in some ways, helping fans connect and collaborate on a deeper level.
And it can lead to amazing things too, you know? Like think of all the incredible fan art, fan fiction, even like entire fan-made games
Right.
that have emerged from these communities.
Exactly.
AI is just another tool in their arsenal.
Yeah, it's a form of collective creativity that's like unique to the digital age.
It is.
And it's something that AI is likely to both enhance and complicate in the years to come. But we also need to acknowledge the darker side of this thread, right? Like that user who seems to be struggling with like anger and negativity.
Right, right.
It's heartbreaking to see someone lashing out like that.
It's a reminder that online communities can be both like incredibly supportive and incredibly toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Like the anonymity of the internet can sometimes bring out the worst in people. And it's tough to know how to respond in those situations, you know?
Yeah.
Like, do you try to engage? Do you offer support? Or do you like back away, recognizing that you might not be equipped to handle such a complex situation?
It's a dilemma that so many of us have faced in those online spaces, and there's no easy answer.
Right.
But, you know, what's crucial is to prioritize empathy and to remember that there are real human beings behind those usernames. You know, even if they're expressing themselves in hurtful ways, it's often a sign that they're hurting themselves.
Absolutely. And sometimes the best thing you can do is just like, listen, acknowledge their pain and let them know that they're not alone.
Right.
But let's shift gears a bit. We've talked about AI characters, AI analysis, and the darker side of fandom. There's one more exchange I wanted to touch on that I found, like, really intriguing. Remember that user who shared the Soviet children's book, The Adventures of Dunno and His Friends?
Yes, that was a curious one.
Yeah.
Seems so out of place in a thread about AI and Homestuck.
Right, like, it made me wonder, like, what was the motivation there? Was it just, like, a random tangent, or was there something deeper going on?
Yeah, it's a reminder that online communities are spaces where, like, these unexpected connections can be forged. Where seemingly disparate ideas and interests can, like, collide and spark these new conversations.
Right.
Perhaps that user saw, like, a connection between the themes of the book.
Uh-huh.
Like childhood dystopia, community, you know.
Right.
And those themes that were emerging in the thread. Right,
right.
Or maybe they were just trying to lighten the mood, to inject a bit of whimsy into a conversation that was getting a bit heavy.
I love that. You know, it's like, even amidst all the, you know, the AI talk and, like, the fandom drama, there's still room for these moments of like serendipity and human connection.
Exactly. It's a reminder that AI is just one element of that online experience. Mm. It's a powerful tool, but it's not the whole story. Like the human element, our curiosity, our creativity, our capacity for connection, that's what makes these communities so vibrant and so unpredictable.
Well said. And that brings us to the heart of this deep dive, really. Like, we're exploring this intersection of AI and fandom, these two forces that are rapidly reshaping our world, I think.
Right. We're seeing how AI is being used to create new content, analyze behavior, and even, like, foster those deeper connections between fans. But we're also grappling with those ethical implications of this technology, the blurring of lines between fiction and reality, mm-hmm. and the enduring power of that human connection in the digital age.
It's a lot to process.
It is.
But it's a conversation that we need to be having as AI becomes more and more integrated into our lives, right?
Absolutely. And we hope this deep dive has given you some food for thought.
We do. You know, as we've been talking about all this, one thing that keeps coming back to me is that Soviet children's book.
The Adventures of Dunno and His Friends. What about it?
Well, remember how another user jumped in and was like, oh, yeah, I owe a rainy fag money and offered to share the book as a like a way of paying them back?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Almost as if they were like role playing. Some kind of like bizarre financial transaction, but, you know, within the Homestuck universe.
Exactly. It's like they're taking these like fictional concepts like money and debt and they're weaving them into their like real world interactions, which I think is so interesting.
It is interesting.
It's like they're blurring the lines between like fantasy and reality.
Yeah, it's a fascinating example of how online communities, you know, can kind of blend those elements together.
Right.
Create like this hybrid space where the fictional and the real kind of intertwine.
It highlights like the creativity and imagination of these fans. Like they're not just passively consuming content, they're actively like building upon it, expanding the world of Homestuck, like in ways that even the original creators like might not have even imagined.
It's like a form of collaborative storytelling mm-hmm. where like the fans themselves become like co-authors of the narrative and AI is becoming a part of that process too.
Right. Like think about those like AI generated characters and stories. They're not just imitations of the original. They're new creations inspired by the source material, but they're taking on like a life of their own. It's like a whole new dimension of fandom.
And it raises those interesting questions about, like, authorship and originality in, like, the digital age, right?
Right.
Like, if a fan creates like a really compelling AI-generated story based on Homestuck, who owns that story, the fan,
yeah,
the AI developer, the original creators of Homestuck. I don't know. It's uncharted territory.
That's a really good point. But let's get back to those like blurred lines between fiction and reality for a sec. Remember that user who was expressing like genuine attachment to Araniafag, the one who was like love bombing him?
Yes.
Well, they chimed in again later in the thread talking about wanting to like comfort Araniafag after all the arguments and like playing with his hair while he rests his head in their lap.
Wow.
It's like they've created this like whole elaborate fantasy scenario around this, you know, fictional character.
It's a classic example of like that parasocial interaction.
Yeah.
Where fans develop these like one-sided relationships with these fictional characters.
Right.
It's something we see a lot in fandom, especially like with the rise of social media and interactive content.
Right. But it makes you wonder, like, where do you draw the line? Like, at what point does this kind of like intense emotional investment become unhealthy, do you think?
It's a tricky question, I think. For some fans, these parasocial relationships, they can be a source of comfort.
Mm.
And escapism. And they can provide a sense of connection and belonging, especially for people who might feel isolated or misunderstood in their like offline lives. But I think it's important to maintain that healthy balance and to remember that these fictional characters, you know, they're not real people.
Right, right. And it's something to like be mindful of, I think, as AI becomes more sophisticated.
Yeah.
You know, and we start to see like more and more realistic and engaging virtual characters. It's going to become even harder to like distinguish between the real and the virtual, like the human and the machine.
Absolutely. But let's not forget that even with all the AI and virtual reality, you know, in the world, it's still that human element.
Mm.
That drives fandom, the passion, the creativity, the desire to like connect with others who share our interests. That's what makes these communities so special, I think.
Well said. You know, as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm struck by the like the sheer complexity of what we've uncovered.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen how AI is changing, like the way fans create content, analyze behavior, and even like interact with each other.
Right. We've explored those ethical implications of this technology.
Yeah.
The blurring of lines between like fiction and reality. And the enduring power of that human connection in the digital age, which is really interesting, I think.
Yeah, it's a lot to process, but I think it's a conversation that we, you know, we need to be having as AI becomes more and more integrated into our lives.
Absolutely. And we hope this deep dive has given you, you know, some food for thought.
We do.
And, you know, if you're interested in learning more about the intersection of AI and fan, I mean, there are tons of resources available online. You know, check out some of the AI tools we discussed, explore the world of Homestuck, or dive into that fascinating world of Mejidokan.
Yeah, and if you have any thoughts or insights of your own, we'd love to hear them. Join the conversation, share your perspective, and, you know, help us navigate this exciting and uncharted territory. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning,
and keep diving deep.